Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement in New Delhi today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval meets UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to discuss regional situation. Mali's Defense Minister Sadio Camara killed in suicide truck bombing near capital city of Bamako. Earthquake of magnitude 6.1 hits northern Japan. 11th NPT Review Conference to begin today in New York. And Sebastian Saw creates world record by running sub-2-hour marathon in London. And now the news in detail. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a Free Trade Agreement or FTA in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both the leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
The bilateral trade agreement between India and New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Todd McKay, was finalized after many years of negotiations between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We are going to sign it, and in a few months, it will be on a large scale between India and New Zealand. It will be a means to increase trade on a large scale.
Highlighting its economic benefits, Mr. Goyal said, the agreement will significantly improve market access for Indian goods and boost trade opportunities. He also met local business owners in Agra from sectors such as leather, textiles, handloom, handicrafts, carpets and spices, and praised their work. He said Agra will play an important role in India's future exports, adding that enhanced market access and stronger trade ties with New Zealand will support the growth of the city's industrial sector. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday and discussed measures to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership and the regional situation. The Indian Embassy in the UAE said Mr. Doval conveyed Prime Minister Modi's greetings to the UAE leader during his official visit to the Arab country. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy said measures to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership, the regional situation, and other issues of mutual interest were discussed. Earlier this month, Mr. Doval met Saudi Arabia's senior leaders and discussed bilateral relations, the regional situation, and other areas of mutual interests. Mali's defense minister has been killed in an apparent suicide truck bombing on his residence near the capital, Bamako. Multiple news outlets reported the death of Sadio Camara, part of a wave of coordinated attacks by jihadist militants and separatists carried out across the country. State TV confirmed the death several hours later, saying that he died of wounds received while engaging with the attackers. For years, Mali has been plagued by insurgencies by groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State Group and the FLA. In Japan, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck the northern part of the country earlier this morning, reported the U.S. Geological Survey. However, there were no immediate reports of fatalities or damage. The quake struck 18 kilometers west of the small town of Sarabetsu in Hokkaido at a depth of 81 kilometers. Last Monday, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake off the northern Japan sparked a short-lived tsunami alert and an advisory of a slightly higher risk of a possible mega-quake for its coastal areas. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for the White House Correspondents' Dinner to be held again within 30 days, insisting that a crazy person should not be allowed to disrupt a long-standing event tied to press freedom. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Trump said that he wanted the annual gathering rescheduled quickly with stronger safeguards. The U.S. president said enhanced measures could ensure safety at a future event. The shooting unfolded late Saturday at a Washington hotel hosting more than 2,500 guests, including senior administration officials, lawmakers, diplomats, and journalists. The suspect was quickly subdued by the security personnel and no fatalities were reported. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. The 2026 Review Conference of the Parties to the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, or NPT, will begin today in New York. Convened by the United Nations, states' parties will gather over a period of 4 weeks to review progress on NPT's three pillars, that is, disarmament, non-proliferation, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. We have a report.
The 11th review conference of the NPT is taking place at a time of heightened international tension and armed conflict. In recent years, tensions among states, including nuclear weapon states, have intensified and instances of direct armed confrontation have increased. Attacks involving nuclear facilities, threats concerning the possible use of nuclear weapons or the resumption of nuclear weapon test explosions, the continued expansion and modernization of nuclear arsenals, and ongoing proliferation challenges underscore the gravity of the current international security environment. UN's High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, Izumi Nakamitsu, said that the event provides an opportunity for states to identify common areas against the background of an extremely difficult security environment and increasingly concerning rhetoric. She warned that the threat of nuclear weapons use is growing.
We need to make sure the states pay parties that the review conference will become an opportunity against the background of an extremely difficult security environment. I trust states parties can identify areas of convergence. We all know about different perspectives, disagreements, even sometimes or often tensions. This would also become an opportunity to identify areas of convergence.
She further said that if there are more nuclear weapon states, the risk of nuclear weapons being used by mistake goes up. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Sebastian Soar has scripted history at the London Marathon by becoming the first athlete to run a sub-2-hour marathon in a competitive race. The 31-year-old Kenyan made the world record by crossing the line to win in 1 hour 59 minutes and 30 seconds, more than 1 minute faster than the late Kelvin Kiptum's previous record of 2 hours 35 seconds set in 2023. Saw made his decisive move before the final 10 kilometers with only debutant Yomif Kejelsha able to cover his surge off the front. Remarkably, Kejelsha, making his marathon debut, became the second man to run under 2 hours in race conditions, finishing runner-up in 1 hour 59 minutes and 49 seconds. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Lucknow Super Giants in a super over thriller at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by KKR, LSG made 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over that followed, LSG managed to score only one run as they lost both of the wickets. In reply, KKR's Rinku Singh drove the first ball to the fence, scoring 4 runs and sealed the match. Rinku was adjudged player of the match. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. International Design Day is being celebrated today globally. This day commemorates the founding of the International Council of Design on 27th of April in 1963. Until 2020, this event was celebrated as World Design Day. Today is an opportunity to recognize the value of design and its capacity to effect change. The theme for this year is The Spaces in Between. World Tapir Day is also being observed today globally. This day is crucial to raising awareness about the species of tapir and to protect it from human encroachment. Tapirs are large herbivorous mammals that inhabit jungle and forest regions of South America, Central America, and Southeast Asia. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement in New Delhi today. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal meets UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to discuss regional situation. Mali's Defence Minister Sadio Camara killed in suicide truck bombing near capital city of Bamako. Earthquake of magnitude 6.1 hits northern Japan. 11th NPT review conference to begin today in New York. And Sebastian Soar creates world record by running sub-2-hour marathon in London. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.